A federal lawsuit claims that the East Ramapo School District is in violation of the Voting Rights Act. This is not surprising. East Ramapo has been under the watch of a state monitor for the last few years. Here's the situation. While a majority of the students in East Ramapo attend private yeshivas, about 8,500 students, mostly Black or Latino, are enrolled in the public schools. There is one member of the nine-member school board who is the parent of a public school student. The balance of the board is comprised of ultra-Orthodox Jews who opt to send their children to religious schools. The school board is majority Orthodox because members are elected via an at-large system of voting, which this lawsuit says discriminates against the district's Black and Latino population. Joining us to explain the lawsuit and at-large voting is the executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Association, Donna Lieberman. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How you doing?
Good. So tell us about the lawsuit and who the plaintiffs are.
So this is a lawsuit on behalf of East Ramapo public school parents, community members who have been parents in the public schools, and the Spring Valley NAACP. And it's a lawsuit that is challenging the way the district is conducting its school board election, because the at-large voting system unjustifiably dilutes the votes of Black and Latino residents. In fact, it's so extreme that it effectively disenfranchises the entire public school population. You know, you mentioned in your intro that the vast majority of the public schools are Black or Latino. 96% of the public school students are Black and Latino, and 99% of the private schools are white. And what's happened is that this at-large voting system, which is basically slight majority take all, winner take all, and no ward system whereby districts, you know, elect people who represent them.
In a geographical way.
Yes, in a geographical way. You know, has allowed the white population in East Ramapo to hijack the board, and virtually none of the elected representatives on the board have ever, since this has been in effect, represented the interests of the public school students.
Have you heard from the school board since you filed the lawsuit?
No, we haven't heard from them since we filed the lawsuit.
So the primary issue here, well, this is about voting rights. The primary issue here is that many people are saying that the ultra-Orthodox school board prioritizes the needs of the private school students over those of the public school students. Can you give us some examples of why you may believe that?
Sure. And let me be clear. The lawsuit is about race. The Voting Rights Act prohibits racial disenfranchisement, and here you have, and where you have a white majority in the at-large district that votes as a block, and a Black and Latino population that votes as a block, you have, you know, winner-take-all disenfranchisement, and it's based on race, though. And examples of how the white majority has really plundered the public schools, you know, in the interest of the private schools, the Black and Latino kids, in the interest of the white kids, are the cuts that have been made in the public schools. Like they cut 400 teaching positions. They cut, as the rest of the state is not only moving to full-time kindergarten, but also pre-K. They cut back kindergarten to half days.
Is the money somehow going to the private schools?
Yes, it's going for transportation and special ed. East Ramapo spends more for busing. I think they are the second highest spender for busing in the entire state, so second to New York City. They have a public school population of 9,000 kids. They have a total population, I think, of about 27,000 people in the entire school district, yet they're second to New York State. They spend twice as much easily as any other comparable school district. They have You know, they spend a huge amount of money on special ed, much of which goes to the private school students, to the white students. So they are, and at the same time, they have cut back on, you know, as I indicated, you know, on teaching staff, on deans, on social workers, and extracurricular activities, and advanced courses for the public schools.
So it's
a disaster. I think East Ramapo is the shame of New York.
Donna, we invited the East Ramapo School Board President Yehuda Weiss-Mandel to join us today, but he declined. But the head of a group called OJPAC sent us some thoughts that support the school board, which I'm going to share with you now, and I'm hoping that you can respond to, okay?
Sure.
So Yossi Gestetner writes that the core data point, these are his words, that every detractor from East Ramapo uses as proof that the board neglects public schools is the decline in student outcome now compared to 2005-2006, but there are two facts, he says, that aren't being considered. One is that the district has more English language learners now compared to 2006. A third of the students, he says, are English language learners. The second issue is that the budget cuts are caused by the gap elimination adjustment, and again, these are his words, and by law, mandated services in private schools supersede discretionary programs in public schools. Could you comment?
Yeah, that's baloney. You know, East Ramapo kids in on the third and eighth grade English language and math tests, you know, score at the bottom of the entire district. Only 22% of the kids are proficient in English. And only 19% in math. And the Spring Valley High School and Ramapo High School, the two high schools in the district, have the lowest graduation rates and the highest dropout rates of any public school in Rockland County. And for a suburban school district to be that deficient is remarkable. You know, they have an obligation to they say that they have to provide for special ed services for private schools. That's the responsibility of the private schools, and while they are able to support the private schools, the disproportionate amount of money that's going into the private schools at the expense of the public schools is stunning, and there's no way that the English language learners can account for the huge precipitous drop in performance that has been steady, you know, since the white population took over the school board. You know, they have an obligation to teach the students, and there's in the public schools, and there's no way that the school funding, the school funding gap that they claim, you know, that they want to pass responsibility off to, has existed in every upstate community. We believe that upstate school districts need to be funded, and there's litigation on that. But no other community but East Ramapo has suffered this kind of precipitous drop in their outcomes. And
why do they have so many students with special needs? You said that's sort of an outsized number.
Well, it's not the public schools that do, it's the private schools.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't know.
There have been several monitors over the past few years, including Dennis Walcott, the former chancellor of the New York City Public Schools, as well as large infusions of state cash. Have either of these remedies helped at all?
I think that they have mitigated some of the worst excesses in plundering the school district, but they have not solved the problem, and they have not solved the problem either in the schools or at the ballot box. What we see here is a classic example of what we have seen in the worst examples in the Deep South after the Voting Rights Act was passed, after the Civil Rights laws were passed, which is that in order to disenfranchise a significant minority community, they went to at-large voting, where the white community can dominate. It wasn't okay in the racist Deep South, and it's not okay as racial discrimination here in the North in East Ramapo.
If the New York Civil Liberties Union and the NAACP succeed here, what will that mean for the rest of school districts in New York State? Will that affect it?
It may affect some, but not necessarily. You know, what you have here is the gross disenfranchisement by virtue of the at-large system, but where there is block voting here, which means that this disenfranchisement happens. Okay, that may not be the case in another town in New York State. If it is the case, if you have an at-large voting scheme that does disenfranchise, that does result in the inability of people to get a voice based on race on the school board, well, then I think there could be problems. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes. So what is the next step in this case process?
Well, there'll be motions for a preliminary injunction so that we can have the next election, which is in May, be a fair one, compliant with the voting rights law. And, we'll hopefully be able to have a next election that is fair and equal.
We have been speaking with Donna Lieberman. She's the executive director of the New York Civil Liberties Union. And the union, as well as the NAACP of Spring Valley and several parents, I believe, from yes. whose kids go to East Ramapo Public Schools, have filed this federal lawsuit about voting rights. And another time you'll come on and we'll talk about the racial and ethnic implications of this. Donna, thank you so much.
Sure, my pleasure.
Support for the Capitol Press Room is provided by New York State United Teachers, a union of professionals in education, human services, and healthcare.